My name is Luca. I joined Arovel in 83, and so far I've been work mostly in Matrimandri because I believe that is the most important thing to do, that we should all do. And for many years I've been following different work, and then around 10 years ago I was given a charge of all what is the work regarding water here in Matrimandir. So for many years I was rather dedicated to the internal water system of Matrimandir. That has been almost accomplished. After that, a few years ago, we did see the necessity to start to think about the irrigation of the old gardens, because there are different problems in this, and it's very important. As we know, the South India is an area where water is scarcity, is not so abundant. So we have to be very careful about the amount of irrigation that we can put in. Matrimandir garden is around 15 acres. So the project started many years ago, and it took long time to be fine-tuned, to be conceived, and so. So the first aim that we had in this project is to minimize the irrigation amount of water. And so we actually have some other collateral project that we hope to develop, like rainwater harvesting and so. For the time being anyway, we have concentrated in an irrigation system. And at the few years ago, we started to prepare actually a what they call a bid. We prepare a design, we ask many opinions, we found more or less a design on which we prepare a bid that was actually proposed to several companies in India, on which one in Bangalore that has been already realized many of such a project has won. And we start to implement this irrigation project. Now, it has not been easy, so it's not been easy because we wanted basically the best. We wanted the best for the from the piping system to the pumping system, to the we had thought actually at one point at the sprinkler system as a base of the system. Later we introduced also other type of thing like the drip irrigation, so, but the base is basically a sprinkler system. Now, in order to economize water, we realized pretty soon that we had to go for a very sophisticated system controlled by a computer that will create a sequence of portion of petals, what we call here in Matrimandir, around 50 of them. But this computer had to have something a bit more, had to have a certain feedback by the climatic situation of around Matrimandir. So we found a company, that several companies, one in particular, that proposed us a weather station that override the computer that will control all the section of the 15 acre. So, and we were also approached by several Arovillians suggesting us to upgrade our weather station in semi-professional one. So through our project of irrigation, we have been able to purchase for Arovill a semi-professional weather station that turned out to be one of the best in the whole area. We installed it, it's already working, data are already flowing, so Arovillian can have access to this data. And it's a pretty good one, has different parameters, rain precipitation, wind speed, wind average, humidity, and many others. And we are trying to improve the software more and more. This weather station has a role for the irrigation project because override all the program in the computer in order to minimize and make treasure of a single cubic meter of water. So then came other aspects like the piping. So we have been choosing the best piping system we could. Expensive, but it's the most reliable. So we have been laying down around 8-9 kilometers of pipe. That's why it's so important to have a particular type of electrofusion, HDP, what you call high density polypropylene pipe. And that was not easy because it's a technology that in India is hardly known. So we had to train the people, we had to train ourselves, we have to find the right tools, very expensive and so, and finally now we have implemented 30% of it and we are very happy with the result. It's working very well everywhere and we are very happy. For this also, luckily there have been people in the project like Dirk that entered in the project and he follow all this section. I'm very happy of it. Other Arovillian like Pasi has come and help us from the economical point of view, from the organization point of view. Without their help, it would have been very difficult to realize the project. So where are we? At this point, we are basically have realized around 30% or 50%, I would say, of the project. The pumping system is on, the weather station is on, computer installed, wiring is done. We are running 30% of the area already and we are quite happy with the result. At this point, we cannot also go too fast in the sense that the design of the Matrimandir garden is not really finalized at all. In fact, a final design, there is no one. There are prototypes followed by different Aurovillian, different design landscapers, but sanctioned as final, we don't even have one. So our project is has to compromise as a fine-tuning, very rough, on which we will have later on to modify and fine-tune with a different design proposed. So this doesn't help. I mean, it's quite actually a difficulty. But we actually feel like the Matrimandir garden are a very important part of Matrimandir complex. There is a very important spiritual message in them that is basically, as I say, describe all what is the manifestation on which we see the unmanifest in the chamber, we will see the manifestation in the garden. So that we feel like it's not just an accessory green around the building, but is a very spiritual message that we are trying to create, and our infrastructure is a very important part of it. Now, we have arrived already to a good point. We hope in a couple of months to almost finalize the major of it. And after that, we really hope that this garden will flourish and will express what they have to express for the community and Auroville and whoever come and whoever understand it.
What is your feeling working here in the Matrimandir?
If you ask me, if I can answer without compromise, I have no feeling. I'm part of it. That's what I feel. I don't see any distinction. It's a new consciousness that is appearing, that is expressing. It's not the only place where it happened on Earth, but it's definitely one of the most salient, one of the more evident, and that what is in this chamber. So that's why I think it's very important for what we call it a new stage of the from the humanity. We are going a new stage of the consciousness, and that's why we are doing all this. It's not only a social experiment, it's a very spiritual meaning that we are working at here. If it is true that we are working, I mean, the work goes on.